Immediately after the disaster, the Department of Human Settlements, of course, working together with disaster management, assisted in some cases with the removal of families from where they were affected to the community centers, churches, halls, schools, and so on. But of course, we must also give credit to NGO sector, some churches or individuals, Good Samaritans, who assisted with the process of moving people from where they were affected to these community centers. That was the first reaction that happened. But within 2-3 days, the National Department of Human Settlements intervened by determining that we needed to afford people more decent accommodation. And so then they hired lodges, vacant student accommodation, B&Bs, hotels in some cases, where these families were taken. And they foot the bill in that regard for a period of a month. So we're talking from the 7th of June to the 7th of July. We as Human Settlements started, we immediately identified land parcels within the metro. We took an item to council, which was approved, where the approval then entailed that we could utilize those pieces of land for resettlement of areas in the main that are flood prone, where if there are heavy rains, we almost know that they will be affected. Furthermore to that, we then had to do this. You've got informal settlements or families in informal settlements of above 3,000 that we have to have a midterm, if you want, resettlement plan for. But you also had the families in the lodges who had only a limited period of time, who then we had to focus on as a priority. In terms of that, we've got the warmer side, the bungalows in Warmer, F1948, where we're taking families who originated from Warmer in the main. That site will be ready at the end of July in terms of being electrified and so on and so forth. Secondly, the second site is the one in Uteneg, which is Van Rooyen, which is going to be utilized to settle all the families that were in the temporary emergency areas or lodges and whatever and what have you in Uteneg. So that site is awaiting the approval that we hope is imminent for us to get. We made a submission yesterday. Hopefully by tomorrow we'll get a response, or early next week. But immediately we get the approval of that application, we'll move in to start erecting bungalows, installing services, water, sanitation, electricity on the site in Uteneg, which will accommodate Lapland, McCarthy, or the families in informal settlements.